It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Even when we're not talking about baseball, we are often using the language of baseball.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello.
So we're talking baseball today.
We are. It seemed like the season to be talking about baseball.
Well, how many words do we use on a regular basis that actually originate from baseball?
More than I can count.
Let's hear them.
Well, you get some technical terms that stay in baseball, so things like RBI or infield fly rule. But a lot of other terminology from baseball we use every day. So just to give some examples, in the ballpark, a ballpark figure, a whole new ball game. You can be in the big leagues, strike out, cover all your bases, step up to the plate. If you step up to the plate, someone could throw you a curveball or a screwball. We get expressions like right off the bat, hit a home run, knock it out of the park, play hardball. You can see these are everywhere in our everyday speech.
They really are. And there are some surprises, I think, aren't there, that of words that come or phrases that come from baseball that we didn't even realize.
Well, probably. So a rain check comes from baseball. And then designated driver is actually adapted from designated hitter.
Interesting. I had never heard of that.
The expression off base actually comes from baseball. And I think many of us have probably forgotten that it might come from there. If you think about it, if a runner is off base, they can be tagged out. According to the OED, given that meaning, the expression off base started to refer to someone who was caught unaware. They didn't realize that they were off base. And by 1940, off base had come to mean off target or mistaken. So yeah. You are just off base.
Yep. Yeah. And I understand that jazz comes from baseball.
It does. And this was a really surprising finding. Ben Zimmer wrote a terrific column in the Boston Globe in 2012 celebrating the 100-year anniversary of the word jazz. And from what we can tell, it comes from the Pacific Coast League of Baseball. And it was Portland Beavers pitcher Ben Henderson who threw something that he called the jazz ball. And he called it the jazz ball because it wobbled a lot. It had a lot of movement in it. The word jazz then seems to have gotten picked up by baseball players in that league to refer to pep or vigor. Now, how it got from there to music, we're not entirely sure, but we think it may have been a musician, a banjo player named Bert Kelly, who used to play in that league, play for the players, and then he moved to Chicago and he started a band, which he called his jazz band. Now, the jazz music predates the word jazz, but it came to refer to that kind of music.
You know what I like is that we didn't even have to get foul in this session. Isn't that great?
Well played, Rena.
All right. I was afraid we might balk. Thanks again, Ann.
Have a good Sunday.